Washington Post political reporter Dan Baltz doesn't pretend to know where Sarah Palin's career is heading, but in his new book, The Battle for America 2008, he gives new insight into her meteoric rise on the national stage last summer. With co-author Haynes Johnson, he describes how she was picked as John McCain's running mate, electrified the presidential race, but ultimately hurt his candidacy. Baltz says McCain decided to make Palin his running mate because he realized he needed to do something dramatic to win the election.
They had seen what had happened in the late summer. They feared that Obama would be able to use his convention almost to gain an insurmountable lead. And in that week before they made the pick of Sarah Palin, they were searching around for a way to do something that would, in many ways, solve a whole series of problems. And they turned to Sarah Palin to help solve those problems.
How much resistance, or was there resistance to choosing her among his advisors?
Well, the truth is very few people in the campaign knew that she was truly in the mix. That was very, very closely held. There were only probably four or five people who really knew what was going on. So among the people who knew about Palin, several were very much in favor of her doing it. Steve Schmidt, who was the senior advisor and the day-to-day manager of the campaign, was drawn to her, as was Rick Davis, who was the campaign manager. Mark Salter, who was a confidant, very, very close to McCain, I think was skeptical about it. I think he felt that Tim Pawlenty, the governor of Minnesota, was a sounder choice, that Sarah Palin certainly was a risky choice. But even Mark Salter, because of his loyalty to Senator McCain, I don't think sort of threw his body in front of the train as it was heading down that track.
Palin seemed very confident during her nomination and acceptance speech at the Republican convention for McCain's campaign. What are your thoughts about her presentation and the reaction from the crowd?
Well, it was one of the high moments of the convention. When she gave that speech and I was in the hall that night, you could tell that she had really, really done well. Certainly, it excited the convention. She reinvigorated the base of the Republican Party. And coming out of the convention, I think people were looking at that choice as perhaps McCain has actually pulled off something here that's going to pay some dividends. I mean, the crowds that they generated, the amount of money that was coming in, I mean, everything was, you know, pointing upward for the campaign. And that, in fact, lasted for the better part of 2 weeks.
Palin's speeches out on the campaign trail contain some very inflammatory rhetoric about Obama palling around with terrorists, comes to mind. How involved was she with writing these particular segments, and was she reluctant or enthusiastic about saying such things?
Well, it's one of the interesting things that we discovered in the book, because there had been some sense that in one way or another, she had decided to go after Obama for his past relationship with Bill Ayers, the 60s radical. And as it turned out, there was a New York Times article on the morning of October 4th, which was a lengthy article re-examining the relationship between Obama and Ayers. And it was that morning that Palin's traveling entourage received an email from the McCain headquarters essentially saying, we would like you to insert the following into your speech. And it was a short but very pithy script going after Obama over Ayers, and in fact using the phrase pals around with terrorists. Now, when she got this assignment that morning, she was more than enthusiastic about it. She sent back an email that, if I can recall it verbatim, said something to the effect of, yes, 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 please let me say this. And after she had delivered it, she sent back another email saying it was awesome. So it was something that she was certainly prepared to do, but in this case, it was well scripted from the McCain campaign and not something that she and a couple of people traveling with her cooked up on their own.
Mr. Baltz, when did things start to go wrong for Sarah Palin and the campaign?
They started to go wrong for Sarah Palin, I think, most significantly when she did the interviews with Katie Couric from CBS. She handled it very badly. Everybody in the campaign knew it. Some of the questions were not that difficult. She knew she had done badly. She was not happy with that performance, but she was also not happy with her staff. And I think it is literally from that day forward that you could see the trajectory of her candidacy begin to go down, and it continued to go down through the course of the campaign. In the end, Lori, I don't think that Sarah Palin cost John McCain the election. I think that was factors other than simply Sarah Palin's performance. But there's no question that Sarah Palin hurt herself, and probably in doing so, hurt the overall ticket as well.
Dan Baltz is co-author of The Battle for America 2008. He's the lead political reporter for The Washington Post. For a longer version of the interview, including a look at what McCain staffers thought of Palin, go to APRN.org.